Welcome to episode 3 of the Warrior Path Podcast. The show is all about the latest news and events happening in Heber Heights City Schools. First up, we're discussing the district's family math night. Here to talk the specifics is Dr. Vinay's attorney, Director of Curriculum and Instruction for the district. Thanks for coming on the show, Dr. Attorney.
Thank you for having me.
Well, yeah, we're great to have you here. So first off, what are your first impressions of the math nights? Like, how do you think it went?
I think it was awesome. We had a great turnout, lots of families, students were engaged, parents were excited to engage in the activities with their students. So we were excited to have so many students and so many families come out in a relaxed setting after school hours.
Yeah, that's great to hear. So let's get right into the questions. So how did you come up with the idea to have a family math night?
So the idea was formulated over the summer. The curriculum and instruction team wanted to ensure that our parents and families were aware of our new textbook adoptions. And we also wanted to ensure that the parents were equipped with the tools to support their students at home. So preliminary plans were orchestrated some time ago. Recently, we conducted listening sessions to gain an idea of the needs, ideas, and wants of our parents and families to inform our steps as a district. There were reoccurring concerns that parents were not sure how to assist students with math, given there have been drastic changes over the years. So this concern and the discussion added or solidified our plan.
So this was the first math night that the district had?
As far as I'm aware, this was the very first.
Oh, that's great to hear. And you said to address the needs and the concerns. So ultimately, what did you find out from the parents when you were asking them those questions?
So we learned that parents ultimately were struggling with how to support their students with homework. The standards have evolved and changed over the years, so they weren't equipped with the tools or the strategies to help their students with the problems that we were sending home. So they just wanted to know exactly what are the methods, what are the strategies that they should use at home to support the strategies that the students were acquiring at school.
Okay. And how does the math night help address the parents with those concerns?
Oh, the math night was great at that because the parents were able to learn about the different activities and strategies that they can use at home that we ultimately are using at school.
And what about some of the games? I mean, I was there in person, you know, taking video and stuff, and I was taking video of all the games. So can you describe some of the games for each grade level that the students were doing?
So each grade level had what appeared to be a game, but it actually is a component of our new curriculum. These are called actually workplaces, and the workplaces are engaging, developmentally appropriate math stations that are ongoing practice with key skills. Many of the workplaces are partner games, but some are actually independent activities or more open-ended partner work. The workplaces are always introduced and practiced as a whole class, after which students have opportunities to repeat the workplaces over a period of time so that they don't lose the skills that they gain from those workplaces.
And going forward, how can parents use these games to help improve their students' math skills?
So the workplaces can be used at home because before the students left, they were given the opportunity to engage in a take it activity so that they could take those math workplaces home to engage in an activity with their parents. So those parents can ultimately play those games at home with their child. So when the child feels like they're playing a math game with their parent, they're actually strengthening their math skills at home. So the parents have the directions on how to play those games, but they're actually helping their child to be more successful in math class.
Yeah, sounds like a win-win for both student and parent.
Actually, it is.
That's great to hear. So that'll wrap it up for this segment. I want to thank you again, Dr. Turney, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, great to have you. So just a few quick things before we head to our next segment. Stay in the loop on social media. Follow us at HHCS District on Facebook and Twitter. Bookmark HeberHeightsCitySchools.org and check the district website often. And tell us what you want to see covered on the show. Go to bit.ly/WarriorPathSurvey and let us know what to talk about next. Again, go to bit.ly/WarriorPathSurvey. Up next, we'll have a student on the show for the first time. Wayne High School senior Bobby Cole will be on to talk about the valuable insight he gained during the school's recent senior night. The Warrior Path will be right back. We're back with part two of this episode of The Warrior Path, the show about the latest news and events in Heber Heights City Schools. This segment, we'll be discussing Wayne High School Senior Night. The event helped provide seniors with information about college and other career decisions after graduating. With me to talk about Senior Night is Wayne High School senior Bobby Cole. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I really just wanted to get you on a show, get a student on here for once.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just see some perspective. So what was some information that you learned from senior night?
Well, it's a great experience with, you know, family walking out and, you know, after all you've done playing sports, you learn all the experiences, you know, all the highs and lows about playing sports, and it's a great experience.
So you said you played sports. Which sports did you play?
Basketball, and I ran track, and I did 1 year cross country.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking to continue that in college?
I'm undecided right now, but I'm looking into that right now.
So which sport are you going to?
Most likely basketball. I have some D2s looking at me in D3 so far.
That's great to hear. So this brings a great point for you specifically because, you know, I played sports in college as well, so I know that a balancing act. So what information did you learn about how to balance your academics and athletics at the next level?
Well, for foremost, you got to focus on academics first. That's the first thing. Sports the second, for sure. You just got to focus on the classroom, do everything right, listen to your teachers, do everything. And then sports, on the other hand, you just got to do what the coaches ask you every time and learn from your mistakes and improve.
Yeah, so how are you weighing your options now, you know, both academically and athletically after attending that senior night?
You just got to put in the hard work and never give up and just got to look forward to the next point. Next chapter and just keep working.
Okay, that's great. And you know, you filled out your FAFSA, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, great to hear. And so once you're in college, what about majoring? What have you thought about on that regard?
I'm leaning towards the medical area just because I play sports and you know, you got to take care of your body. I'm leaning towards physical therapy. That's where I'm leaning towards too, just because I love playing sports. I love being active, doing great stuff about, you know, sports in general.
Mm-hmm. And what about anything outside of that? Because colleges offer a wide variety of activities for you to do, like different clubs and Greek life. Have you put any thought into that?
Not yet. I haven't really looked into that, but it would be interesting to do. I'd be cool for that.
Okay. And I know this is cliche and all, but, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years, you know, after college and after everything's done, you know, with your sports career?
5 years from now, I'll hopefully have a job in, you know, the medical area. My goal is probably, you know, be a trainer for a professional team, I don't know, down the road. And one goal is just to have a successful career and have a great life and have a great family.
Okay. That's a great goal. I mean, it's totally attainable. You know, I've read about, you know, young people getting into professional sports all the time, whether it's like working their way up through an organization too. Also, a bit of a tip for you and for any listeners out there. I would recommend you get a really good handle on your time management skills.
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I know for myself personally, playing sports and all, you really have to manage, like, you know, how you spend your free hours, especially if you play at a D2 or even a D3 level. You're going to have, like, a bunch of time, a bunch of hours throughout the day where you're doing nothing. So it's like, I don't know whether I want to maybe read a little bit, knock out a chapter, or maybe a page or two in my paper, or watch Netflix or YouTube.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so that's just something I recommend. But I really want to thank you, Bobby, for coming on the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, yeah, anytime. That's what this podcast is for. So that will wrap episode 3. Before we go, hit that follow button on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter at HHCS District. Send us your tips on what you want to hear in the next episode. Go to bit.ly/warriorpathsurvey to send us your thoughts. Again, that's bit.ly/warriorpathsurvey. And I'm your host, Zach Frink, signing off for now. We'll see you next time.